to put him on television and to pillory him publicly. All of which leads me to the question of how does the president handle it? What does he do to take care of this damn difficult problem? It's not that he wants to cover up, but he wants first to preserve his office from inappropriate intrusion. Secondly, he wants to have the whole story told in the proper way, and those people responsible punished. And how does he do that? Well, we still think that that somehow he's got to transfer that question to somebody else. The reason I give you this build-up is for the following reason. Mm-hmm. What about Irwin Griswold? How does he stand? The reason I just said the other day that he was impressed with him, that he thought he was a damn good solicitor general, and was highly regarded by the court. After all, he was dean of Harvard Law School. He was appointed by the Democrats, wasn't he, initially?
Yes.
What about the possibility of saying sort of what I said, you know, through an embellishment, and then say, in order to permit a proper functioning of the grand jury and a proper consideration by the Senate committee, I'll have Irwin Griswold work with me and with the committee and with the court to be sure that everyone's interests are protected. Something of that kind.
Okay, well, that kind of coming down on...
Yes, whoever it was. It was President Kennedy, anyway.
Yeah, I assume so, but... yeah, it was Kennedy, I guess.
That's right.
But he served under Mitchell as Attorney General.
Yeah.
Well, you have that...
I have a feeling that that probably wouldn't be held against him.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he was retained. He was a Kennedy man, dean of Harvard Law School. And he is the man that would normally know the proper relationship between the legislative and the judicial branches of government. Having worked in the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
he hasn't been in the political arena at all. It would not be a slap at Client East at all, but it wouldn't be a Client East man, really, in that sense.
Yeah.
Well, it just occurred to me, I guess I told you I had lunch with the Chief Justice. We were sort of talking about different things and qualified people and so forth, and he mentioned that he was very impressed with Griswold and thought he was really the best solicitor general since Bob Jackson. I want a complete disclosure of everything. I want my people to disclose anything, particularly anything that relates to their own conduct. I don't want it to be done in a way that interferes with the grand jury. I don't want it to be a public circus. The separation of powers requires that the hearing be done properly. We're going to give them all the information, but we want to be sure that it doesn't prejudice the grand jury's actions or the trial of any cases that might result.
Well, actually, if you do that,
you don't have to bring in an outsider. You don't have to try to figure out somebody and bring them to Washington and all of that. You've got them right there. And he is highly regarded, I think, by everybody.
I think that's right.
And the president could say, I'll rely on his recommendations. He'll take into consideration executive privilege as it's properly applied. He'll take into consideration separation of powers. He'll take into consideration the protection of people charged with crimes and so forth. And he'll advise me, and I will work with him to be sure that the whole story is told, that people's rights are protected, that the Senate gets the information they need to properly legislate and so forth.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's looking for now, is someone that gets in between the president and the case.
That's right.
And there really isn't anyone now, because there's nobody that's not in some way involved, because all of us in the White House implicitly are. And
the FBI and Klein.
Yeah, and everybody around is on the hook, and he really has got to get someone from somewhere else.
Now, Goersel has the advantage of, by being in the Solicitor General's office, he's not in the chain of command over in the Justice Department, see?
Right.
So he really wouldn't have been involved in the grand jury action or any of the rest of it. He only comes into the picture when there's a case in the an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, he would be, he'd not be one of those who's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just thought that that's a possibility that hadn't occurred to me before. Separation of powers, how you deal with executive privilege and so forth, and I've been giving a lot of thought to it, and I've come up with this. This is a solution. I want to be sure that the whole story is told. I want to preserve the sanctity of the judicial process. I want to be sure that what we do doesn't interfere with the grand jury's action or the trial of the cases. I want to accommodate the Senate committee and its proper legislative function. Asked the Solicitor General, a highly respected man and so forth, to be sort of the overseer to see that this is done. He will advise me. And there, you don't have to really bring in an outside lawyer if it's a man that you've got right here. And it wouldn't be a reflection on Plenty's, because, I really think it's got a lot of merit.
Okay.
Okay, Bob.
Very good, sir.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.